Well, you know what? Situations like this, we improvise. And so I phone a friend. And this time, our friend is Miss Nancy Buckentine, who was our guest just a few short weeks ago. And Nancy is a good friend to Linda Strader. Called Nancy, and she agreed to step in and do one of those by proxy interviews. So, good morning, Nancy. How are you doing?
Good morning, Si. Well, actually, good afternoon already, isn't it?
It is already afternoon. Yeah, we were supposed to do this in the morning, but I think Linda said she was going to be at church, and she thought she'd get out of church in time. Evidently, services went a little long, so...
Or maybe she needed to stay for second service.
Yeah. Well, you're a good friend to Linda, so you know her a little bit. Can you talk on her behalf at all? She's a concertina player from New Ulm. What else do you know about Linda?
Yes, she is, and she is a good friend, and she's a good concertina player. I know Linda played with the Ivan Kale Band, and I certainly hope, Si, that you do get to do an interview with her on that sometime and talk about her history or how she learned and all of those things, because it is, you know, interesting to hear it from her. I'd like to talk on her behalf, Si, if we can. Linda currently works at the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And the Hall of Fame is right now closed during the winter months. They don't have as much traffic through there, and they don't have as many people vacationing necessarily. But people do come to the New Ulm area and often stop by the Hall of Fame Museum, and it is a really nice place to stop. If anybody is in New Ulm, you do need to just make that one of the things on your checklist to do when you get there, because they have wonderful displays of the musicians who have been inducted.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, electronic or like a radio system where you can go around. You get a device when you walk in, and you can program it to the number of the display that you want to hear, and you get a little background and a little history of that person and their musical, you know, abilities.
Wow.
And it really is a nice system.
Where is it located, Linda?
In order to help fund that, the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame has a fundraiser coming up in 2 weeks on January 29th.
Ah.
And I just want to tell you a little bit about that. There's a parade of bands at Turner Hall in New Ulm.
Mm-hmm.
Four bands will play. Music starts noon to 6 p.m.
Okay.
The Wenninger bands play from noon to 1:25. We get a 10-minute break there while the bands switch. And at 1:35 to 3 o'clock, it'll be Adam and the Jolly Jammers, Adam Sandhurst.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jolly Jammers. At 3 o'clock, again, they get a little break in there to switch bands. The next band taking stage will be Harvey Becker.
Oh, yes.
And his fine orchestra. Harvey is a wonderful musician and a good friend, too, so it'll be good music all afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Harvey, to finish up the afternoon, will be Jim Strelke and Alpen Sterne.
Oh, yes.
So it'll be a good day of music upstairs, and we want to make sure that everyone knows there's a concertina jamboree down in the lower level.
Okay.
And I happened to step in after Dad passed away,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be doing the announcing for that. And my good friend, who is Linda Schrader's sister, Nancy Brooks, will be taking registrations. So everybody come on out on Sunday, January 29th to New Ulm. Dancing and a variety of music upstairs and the concertina jamboree in the lower level.
Okay.
And any concertina player who does come, brings their concertina, is admitted free.
Oh, my.
So we want to see all of you there and hopefully have a great afternoon with a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. You bet. Now, where is that located again?
That will be at Turner Hall.
Okay.
In New Ulm. Turner Hall is, I believe, on State Street.
Okay.
So it's one block west of the main north-south street in New Ulm.
Okay. So that's at Turner Hall. Now, where is this Minnesota Hall of...
The Minnesota Music Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
The address of the Hall of Fame is 27 North Broadway.
Broadway.
And that is on the west side of the main street in New Ulm, the north-south street.
Okay.
So you should be able to see it. Again, I say they are closed, I think, through March.
Okay.
But if you are in town and you do want to see it, you can certainly give Linda a call.
Sure.
And she'll make arrangements to have the museum open so that you can go and tour all of the displays.
Very good. Very good. You bet. And what was Nancy up to today when we kind of got you interrupted your schedule? What was it, in the middle of dinner today or?
Not quite. The pork roast is in the oven, and I'm making mashed potatoes and gravy. So It's smelling good in the house, but we aren't quite ready yet.
Okay, that sounds good. Did you work this weekend? Did you guys play?
I had the opportunity yesterday.
You did?
To play with Jim and Mike Wendelek.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it was loads of fun. We did an afternoon job in New Germany.
Okay.
And I have the good time that we get to do it again next Saturday on the 20th.
Okay.
We'll be playing at the Silver Lake Legion from 6 to 10.
Awesome. Awesome.
So come on out and hear that, too.
Absolutely.
Weather's going to be beautiful this week. Nobody's got an excuse to be home. It's going to be 40 degrees.
There you go. What's it like? What's it down like in Cologne this morning?
Oh, it was about zero, but the sun is shining and it looks really nice out. So I'm anticipating the warmer weather this week.
Absolutely.
So if you think warm, it already feels warm.
All right. And Nancy, you're going to be on hand, too, at this big event, too, I understand, then. You're going to be kind of emceeing and announcing and everything, then?
Yes, for the concertina players in the lower level, and
okay.
We enjoy seeing all of those people all the time. It's
absolutely.
It's really nice. Come and play three or four tunes, and a lot of listeners really enjoy that part of the day as well.
All right. And again, you said this is something that your dad was a part of. Did he start it or help with starting it, or do you know any of the history, how it began?
Well, I think part of that started, Mom and Dad actually did the concertina jamborees when Cliff Hermel had the ballroom in Gibbon and Polka Days moved over to Gibbon.
Oh, okay.
And Cliff, I think, was the one who had the idea, hey, let's have a concertina jamboree and, you know, see how many people we can get. And those were a blast. Dad did those for, I think Mom and Dad hosted those for 30 years.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
And
we had concertina players from all over. States, Montana, and right now I can't think of, you know, some of the farther away ones, but we are so fortunate to have so many players, even in the Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa area.
You bet.
And they all congregated at Gibbon. So.
Okay. So probably in those days you were a guest yourself coming there, and now you wind up as one of the dignitaries, huh?
Well, I guess that happens as people grow older and we age out here. So
you have to step in and take your dad's spot.
I guess.
Yeah, and you've been doing that just about all your recent years. Like you said on your previous interview, you enjoyed your dad's music so much and really didn't play with those guys or anything, but they pass on and here you are playing now, and boy, is your dad ever proud of you.
Well, exactly. It's fun. It's the gift that they gave us. And so it's certainly been fun my whole life, and I would love to keep it continuing.
Well, there you go. Awesome. Nancy, we want to thank you so much for stepping in and filling in. Yes, I'll give Linda a call during the week, and we'll reschedule her for another time. But thank you so much for updating us with that information about that big event coming. Run the date past us one more time.
That'll be in 2 weeks, Si.
Okay.
On Sunday, January 29th,
okay.
Noon to 6 is the music. The Jamboree starts at noon as well. So,
let's
see, four bands upstairs, the Wenninger Band, Adam Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers, Harvey Becker from Glencoe, and Jim Strelke and Alpenstern.
Perfect.
So it's going to be a good fun and a good day, and we hope to see everyone there.
Sounds good. With that, we're going to let you run, Nancy. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you're welcome, Si. Have a great day.
All right, and there she goes, Miss Nancy Buckentine out of Cologne, Minnesota. Yes, the daughter of Earl Schmidt and the Earl Schmidt Orchestra, filling in for Linda Schrader. And we're going to get a hold of Linda on another occasion and get her in for an interview to find out her musical story. But right now, we're going to wrap up our Musicians Come and Play program and continue with music by both Ray Kunkel and the Linda Schrader, and also the Ivan Kael Band. So don't go away.